Rural Focus.
Hello there to you. It's Troy Stockton with Rural Focus for your Thursday. Well, the team at Thomas Elder Markets, they've been busy little beavers. They've put out what is at risk if foot and mouth disease gets in, and we are subject to a swag of trade bans across the ag sector. Well, the team at Thomas Elder Markets have taken a look at both the national and state-based impacts. You can check that out right now on their Twitter page at Thomas Elder Markets. And from there, analyst Matt Dalgleish does join me this morning. Morning, mate.
G'day, Troy. Thanks for having me.
All right. Let's start locally. WA, what can you tell us from a WA perspective?
Yeah, we just took a look at those, I guess, export sectors that are at risk if we got it in and there was bans across those products. So we look at the value of those export sectors as of last year, 2020-2021 financial year. So WA is quite reasonably distributed, I guess, compared to some of the other states, but we saw the big ticket items that were at risk would be sheep meat exports. That was to the tune of $533 million a year that goes out in exports in sheep meat. And the other big one was the wool sector at just over $500 million for that one. So they were the two big ones. But yeah, it was a reasonable distribution. Live cattle featured prominently, and so did the beef processing sector.
Yeah, certainly. The live sheep, not so. Why is that?
Yeah, well, I mean, live sheep, certainly live cattle is about four or so times larger than the live sheep side in terms of the value to WA.
Yep.
Live cattle itself is a bigger sector anyway, as a national footprint. But I mean, we have seen obviously over the last few years with the moratorium being impacting, the flows going out for 3 months of the year in WA or nationally even, that has seen volumes go down a little bit in terms of sheep going out. So that's been an impact there. So the value of the sheep is also going down in line with those volumes. So yeah, it's one of those things where, the live sheep's still important to WA, but when you're looking across different sectors, it's not the big export sector.
Now, have a look at your report, mate. You say that both Victoria and here in WA are the two most evenly spread states when it does come to a foot and mouth disease risk across the agricultural sectors.
Yeah, that's right. There's a few states like Queensland's heavily dominated by the beef sector.
Yep.
You've got Northern Territory massively dominated by live cattle trade out of there in terms of, the industries that would be at risk. But Victoria and WA, across quite a few sectors, because I've included, looking at dairy and pig meat and goat, they're kind of reasonably well represented across most of those sectors, really, for those two states.
Where's the risk at the moment, mate? Is it still low?
Yeah, it is. Look, obviously going into barley has increased the profile of the risk of it coming in, but we're only talking marginal. So, but before it being in barley, it was assessed as a 9% chance of coming in the next 5 years. And it's now that it's in barley, the chance of it coming in has increased to just under 12%. So, a 3% increase to the risk factor. So still relatively low risk, but it doesn't mean we can ignore it.
So is the worst over?
Look, I think it possibly is. If you look at what's happening in Indonesia with the rollout of their vaccination program, we are seeing that the spread of the disease in Indonesia is peaking or has peaked already, and it is on the decline. So if the Indonesians can get on top of it through vaccination, that's gonna alleviate a lot of the kind of stresses. And I think it certainly looks like they're on that pathway. So, if we don't get another outbreak somewhere else in Indonesia, I think they get it under control. That's going to really help us. It doesn't mean we can go back to being complacent. I think we still need to be vigilant at the border like we always are. But, I do think that the risk factor there is it looks like it's waning somewhat.
Yes, don't be complacent. Still, if you're going to go to Bali or whatever, still do the right thing and clean your shoes and do all that kind of thing. And let's hope it doesn't get into here in WA, and let's hope it doesn't get into around Australia as well. Matt Dalgleish from Thomas Elder Markets. Mate, thanks for your time this morning.
Cheers, Troy.